Yeah, it should more than offset the issues that Argentina has. You're talking about an increase of 20 to 25 million tons for Brazil's soybean crop, and another maybe 10 million tons to 20 million tons for the corn. So you're talking about record production out of Brazil, and you're just backing off of Argentina. And at this point, with that Argentine crop not being anywhere near as big normally as Brazil is anyway, those record numbers out of Brazil will offset a lot of that. The biggest thing that we'll be watching, obviously, is you know, their production numbers. But we want to keep an eye on what's going on domestically here, because we have decent export demand for soybeans. We are a better price than Brazil is right now. We've been seeing crush continue to look pretty good. That's a good sign that we might be able to take some demand away from Argentina, who's having a rough crop, and they are the biggest meal exporter in the world. And then when it comes to corn, it's the opposite. Whereas we're behind Brazil on price, and we're losing out on those exports, especially to China, who's been a major buyer of U.S. corn over the last couple of years since the Trump administration worked out that trade deal.